everyone. Welcome to Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality. This interactive radio show focuses not only on Reiki, but on all topics of spirituality, as well as self-healing, self-empowerment, through loving and inspiring messages. This show is unique in that you can submit your comments and questions you would like aired and discussed on the show via a recording of your voice by going to www.realreikirealife.com. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me online by going to that same website, which is www.realreikirealife.com. I am your host, Patricia Keene, ready to love, inspire, and serve you today. For this episode, we're actually going to focus on what Reiki is. I anticipate that we'll have people from many different backgrounds listening to this show. And for those who are not familiar with Reiki, I would like to dedicate this show to actually what Reiki is. Also, I do want to kind of briefly touch upon what Reiki is not. I'm going to go ahead and start with what Reiki is not. Reiki is not a religion. I do want to stress that because a lot of people believe that because of the spiritual nature of Reiki, that it's a religion. In fact, any kind of faith system you have in place already, whether that be religion, whether that just be spirituality, or a combination of both, or if you just have no belief system at all, if you're agnostic or atheist, Reiki can fit in with any faith system. So I just kind of want to put that out there first, that Reiki is available to all, no matter what your background is. Also, Reiki is not massage. So many people, for whatever reason, believe that Reiki is a massage. In fact, I've had a few clients over the years schedule sessions with me thinking they were getting a massage, and Reiki is not a massage. It is actually a hands-on healing Japanese modality that promotes relaxation and de-stresses an individual. To be a Reiki practitioner, you need to be attuned. And an attunement basically is a ceremony where a Reiki master teacher interacts with their student or students and goes through a little ceremony of connecting the student to the Reiki energy. And that's really all an attunement is. There are many ways to do attunements, so you'll probably get out there and find that other teachers have different ways of doing their attunements. And they all work. And the reason for that is because everything is about our intention. So whether I do my attunements a certain way or another Reiki master teacher does her attunements or his attunements another way, they all work because it's our intention, our energetic intention to pass that Reiki energy on to our student. Reiki also treats pretty much everything. In life, we have stress. We have all kinds of stuff hit us. Those can cause energetic blockages that can manifest as diseases later on in life if they are not taken care of. So Reiki helps you cope better with what is going on in your life. I kind of think of it as like a blocked pipe. All of us are kind of blocked pipes to a certain degree. If you think of a blocked pipe, some of the grease or sediment or anything that has settled into that pipe has taken years and years to build up. So if you think of that pipe, it's kind of blocked. So any good stuff or anything that's trying to get through will not get through until that pipe is blocked. So in Reiki, we focus a lot on clearing your aura, your chakras, which are all energetic pipes to your system. So we clear those so that all the good can come in and the lower vibrational, or maybe some people would say bad experiences or stuff that's holding you back, can get cleared. Typically after a Reiki session, clients feel very light, relaxed, de-stressed, calm, and they feel like they can just take on their day better. So And that can really release and unlock a lot of other stuff if you've been carrying around a lot of old energy that no longer serves you. Releasing that and clearing that pipe out really helps you to feel so much better about pretty much everything in life, because Reiki treats the emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual levels all at once. So that's why Reiki really can help with helping people heal issues in their lives. Also, every Reiki practitioner does practice a little bit differently, so you probably won't find a Reiki practitioner who teaches or even practices the same as others. And the reason for this is because there are also other healing modalities out there that other people practice that they like to incorporate into their Reiki sessions. I know, for instance, the lady that I share an office with also incorporates hypnotherapy and life coaching with her Reiki, which when you combine those modalities together, they are very powerful. I also incorporate into my Reiki sessions sound healing and vibrational healing using crystal quartz singing bowls and chakra tuning forks and solfeggio tuning forks, for a really neat experience while my clients are on their table. The sound healing really does seem to help facilitate a lot of energy movement with the Reiki energy. Also, Reiki can treat pets, plants, animals, and the planet. It can also treat issues that you've had in the past. So as you are getting a treatment from a Reiki practitioner, you can ask them to help you with something that has bothered you in the past, or something that you maybe haven't completely let go of, or maybe you have let go of, and you just need help clearing out all that stuck energy that that issue created. So a Reiki master or a Reiki practitioner would then work on you with that intention to release whatever it is or any additional or leftover emotions that may be associated with that issue. And what it does is it doesn't change the past. It just changes the emotions surrounding what happened at that time, so that the person you are today is now feeling more relaxed and de-stressed from that situation. And it's not as likely to be an emotional issue when you think about it anymore. You'll still have your memories. You'll still have everything, you know, because it doesn't erase your memory. Reiki doesn't do that. But what it will do is make it so that when you think of that issue, it doesn't really control you anymore. It doesn't bring up any baggage or any emotional baggage, if you will. Also, anybody can learn Reiki. Anybody from any background. I get nurses, I get doctors, I get counselors, I get everyday lay people learning Reiki in my classes. And also other Reiki master teachers that I speak with report the same as well. So anybody can learn it. It doesn't matter who you are, what your faith system is, what your background is. Anybody can learn Reiki. Also, I would like to encourage you, if you feel guided to find a Reiki practitioner in your area to kind of experience exactly what Reiki is. I've tried to explain briefly what it is in this podcast, but sometimes you just can't explain it. You just kind of have to have a session to know what it feels like. So I would encourage you, if you know anybody who practices Reiki, or if you don't, just go online and Google Reiki in your area, Reiki practitioner. I live in the Salt Lake City area, so I would say Reiki practitioner Salt Lake City, and then a list of practitioners can come up. And I would just advise you to really tune in to who you feel guided to go with. I want to let you know I also offer distant healing sessions. So if you are not in the Salt Lake City area or local, I offer distant healing sessions, which are just as effective as personal sessions. The only difference between the distant and personal sessions would be the hands-on is missing from your distant sessions. The hands-on is a very healing part of Reiki. Some practitioners choose not to place their hands on someone's body. Other practitioners, like myself, really focus on that human touch. Because we as humans, it doesn't matter who we are, whether we are in a relationship, whether we're not in a relationship, we just don't get enough human touch. And Reiki is another way to give that loving touch to another human being, to help them feel loved, safe, and cared for while you're giving a Reiki session. So that combined with an in-person session creates a very healing atmosphere. Again, in distant session, the touch or human touch is missing from distant sessions, but often people report with distant sessions that they can feel the energy a little bit more strongly because they are not trying to figure out what the Reiki practitioner is doing. A lot of times that physical body there, putting their hands on your body or doing other things, when you're not used to Reiki, or if you've never had a Reiki session before, you can lay there just kind of with your mind wandering, going, okay, now what are they doing now? I wonder what they're doing. And that can take away from your healing experience. So the thing I would like to stress is if you do get a healing distant session, that it also is powerful in other ways too. So there are both wonderful, wonderful ways to get Reiki, whether you get it in distant or in person. So I'd like to highly, highly encourage you, you know, to go with whoever you're guided to for that. So this was just a brief rundown of what Reiki is and what Reiki isn't. And I did forget to mention when a practitioner does place their hands on a client's body, or if they hover in their aura, what happens from there is a warm and soothing energy flows from their palms into the client that they're working on. And that warm, soothing energy is called universal life force energy. Some people believe that this is just energy from the universe that they are harnessing and sending to somebody else. Some people believe it's just energy from God that they're able to harness and send to somebody else. I typically believe that the energy is coming from God, the Creator, and that energy is flowing to that person to help them heal on life's journey. So with that being said, this is a very, very brief introduction to Reiki, and a very short podcast, just so you can get an idea of what it's like. So again, I would like to encourage you to go get a session done today. Thank you for listening. To interact with us on our show, you can submit any listener questions via email or your recorded voice by going to our website at www.realreikireallife.com. and using our interactive recorder to record your question or comments there. Your voice question or email may be featured, answered, and aired on an upcoming episode for a truly interactive experience. We also offer free recorded meditations as well as other free stuff. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me on our website to help facilitate your healing journey. Until next time, I am your host, Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love.